Thank you for calling customer service. My name is JT. May I get your zip code so I can see if you have an account with us, please?
Yes, 14105.
Thank you. And may I get your first and last name, please?
Charlie Grimaldi.
Thank you. I do have a Grimaldi, but it's under a different name. Is a Shirley Grimaldi familiar, sir?
Yeah, that's it. That's me.
Oh, Shirley. I thought you said Charlie.
I know. My voice sounds like a man voice.
my apologies, ma'am.
That's okay. A lot of people do that.
Well, I do have that. Put up that account before I can give any sensitive information. Can you verify the billing address that we do have on file for the account, ma'am?
Yes, 9413 Ridge Road, Middleport, New York, 14105.
Thank you for verifying your account with us, ma'am. I do see that on the 11th of April, you paid the shipping and handling for our Brilliant Catalyst Cleanse and our Brilliant Catalyst Keto. I do know the keto does boost your metabolism and reduce your appetite, whereas the cleanse reduces water weight and cleanses your system. I do see both of them were shipped. Have you had a chance to try out the product?
Yes, I've canceled them on the 22nd, and they billed me for them.
22nd. Yes, I do see it here. Actually, give me one brief moment while I note your account. Give me one brief moment, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. I am seeing here on the notes that you called on the 12th. That you called on the 12th and the terms and conditions were explained and you were told to call on the 22nd. And I do see that you called on the 7th.
On the 22nd.
Well, I am actually not seeing any notations for the 22nd.
I called the 22nd. I called the 26th. I called the 28th.
Well, I'm only seeing for the 5th, the 7th of this month and the 10th of this month that you called. On the 7th, were you called then?
I called
and you were given
again.
A partial refund for both orders.
No, I was told I would get the full refund. Last week, I talked to a lady there and said she said they already sent my full refund and I didn't get it. They said partial.
Yes, I'm actually seeing a note here where she said it was a partial refund, a 75%, 35% was offered to 75%, and a 75% was accepted.
Yes, but then I talked to the other woman before that, and she told me I would get a full refund on it. She said it was sent to my bank on the 8th.
Yes, I am seeing that. I'm actually seeing that you were transferred to a supervisor. You wanted a full refund.
Yes.
The terms and conditions were went over 35 to 75 were offered. It wasn't offered a full refund. That was not offered. That was actually just the 35 to 75%. And the 75%
right.
Then
I spoke to the other woman. I spoke to the other woman. She said I would get a full refund because I called in with the time within the 20 seconds that she would give me the full refund on it.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm not seeing any calls.
On May 8th, I talked to her.
Yes, I do see actually on the 7th.
The 7th, May.
Yes. Oh, I see. Well, that 75% refund was actually already inputted. So you wouldn't be able to.
But
right.
I called the what's called the lady up, and I told her I called because it was a different number, so I called the number I called originally, and she told me yes, I did call the 22nd, and she said she would give me my full refund because I had to call within a certain amount of time. So I'm not paying $50 more for something that I did what I was supposed to do.
Well, you're talking about the call you made on the 7th where you talked to
on
her,
the 22nd. On the 22nd, when I called up and talked to the lady, she said I would get my full refund. And then I called on the same number that I called the original time on May 8th. She said I would get the full refund back.
Right. Well, I do see that on the 7th, that was actually notated that you were.
Yes, but then the other lady called me back because I left a number there because it was a long way from something. She called me back and told me I would get the full refund because I called on the 22nd, like I was told to, and I would get the full refund back.
Right. Well, I'm not seeing any notation of that, and I'm only seeing the 75% because the 75% was agreed. So since that was agreed, she wouldn't have offered the full refund.
But she did. She told me after she called back, she said, I would get the full refund back. So I'm paying $50. I don't have to pay $50 because I called on the 22nd. And she agreed with me.
Right, ma'am. Well, I'm not seeing any call for the 22nd, ma'am. I'm not seeing
I
no.
I called last week on that 8th.
Yes. Yes, I do see that.
And that's the woman told me I called on the 22nd. I called to suggest. I would get my full refund back.
Yes, I do see the two ladies that you did talk to. One canceled your account, and the other one gave you the refund. That was actually a supervisor. Neither one said a full refund. You wanted
yes,
a
she
full
told me
refund.
89, yes. No, she told me the exact amount. So what? She said my full refund for both of them. I'm not trying to argue with you, but I'm not paying something that I don't have to pay because I did what I was supposed to do. And the lady I spoke to agreed with me, and that's where I called from. That's this number here.
Well, ma'am, we all do follow the same protocol, and when we do input refunds, when you do put the speak it is also documented as well.
Okay, well, it should be documented on the 22nd that I called.
Well, ma'am, I do see that you did call on the 7th, claiming that you called on the 22nd, and it was also documented that there showed no cancel.
I have this all on my phone every time I called there.
Right. And I do see that on the 7th, when you claimed that calling on the 22nd, the representative asked for the cancellation number. And it does state that you did not have the cancellation
right.
number.
Because they didn't give me a cancellation number. They said
well, ma'am, that is, that's,
I know. Yeah. I'm not going to. I was on the phone 23 minutes with that lady before about this. And I spoke to the other lady, and she told me I'm right, that if I canceled on the 22nd, I should get my full refund back. And I should, because I did it. And then I'm paying $50 for something that I've done what I was supposed to do.
Right. Give me one brief moment, ma'am.
All those underwear upstairs have to be his. In your viewer.
All right, ma'am. I do see that. Okay, so I am checking into our database, see exactly what's going the notes that were going on to see if there was anything else. And I have seen that the notes that the previous representative left were the wrong notes. I did find that out. I do not know exactly what may have been said, but since there's no notations, I can't verify. I do see the 75% discounts that went through, but I can't really verify what else may have happened.
But I spoke to the woman, and she told me last week that it was fully getting refund. I'll just call my bank up and dispute it because what I did was right.
I understand, ma'am. Well, let me ask my supervisor, since I can't really do too much, let me ask my supervisor what I can do for you, ma'am. Give me one brief moment.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, I'm back. I went to my supervisor and told her exactly what happened and showed her the notes. And she also saw in the database that the notes that the previous supervisor left were incorrect. So she, what she told me to do is she gave me her personal code. That way I can issue you a full refund. And I can issue that right now. Give me one brief moment while I issue that full refund, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. You gotta get to school again. Where you going, Jeff? Things are threatening me for my goals. Come here, bud. Come here, bud.
All right, ma'am. Both those full refunds have been sent. A confirmation email has been also sent to your email. You can find that in either your spam or junk mail. If it's not in your direct email. You can
it's Shirley,
give it a
ShirleyTJ58@yahoo.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You can expect to see those refunds within the next 3 to 5 business days. Your account still is canceled, so you're still not getting any shipment or anything of that nature.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.